It's the Morning X, Jason Dick and Friends. Should warn you, there'll be some slight adult conversation that's going to take place in this segment, but we're going to handle it.
It might make you hungry.
That works either way.
We're going to handle it in a mature fashion. See, I feel like not only is it going to not make me hungry, it might ruin things for me forever.
Why? You don't like the taste of clean things?
Okay, so thanks to everybody who jumped on the Twitter machine. None of you got it correct. Avocado tastes like blank. Emily, fill in the blank.
So according to the internet.
Hang on. I feel like it's less indecent or less likely to get taken off the air.
Just say the words.
If we separated with I set it up, you knock it down. Okay. According to the internet, avocado tastes like, hold on, let's pause for a second.
All right, I think we're clear.
Has it been enough so that now it seems out of context?
Clean penis.
What?
What? Huh?
Specifically clean.
Like the specific,
clean.
Penis.
Clean, like freshly showered. That's what the internet is saying.
Is this.
Yeah.
Is this a knock on avocados?
Or is it an endorsement of clean?
I mean, because it
I think it's just a comparison, a really good comparison.
And
I'm all for it.
You're vouching?
Yeah.
You think that is correct?
I heard this years ago. I'm talking like...
Health class.
No, internet. Right? Like Reddit or something.
Coach McClendon wasn't up there explaining.
She saw it on Vine, Jason. That's how long it's been.
It's been so long.
Coach McClendon really was my 8th grade football coach. He's probably dead now. You all right, Coach McClendon? I feel bad that I brought your name up.
Yikes. Yeah, my coach's name was Coach Weehee.
Coach Weehee?
I'm not kidding. Weehee.
Well, if you want...
What?
If you want to go to a coach on penis talk, I feel like Weehee's going to be better than McClendon for sure.
No,
okay, so you heard this a while back.
I heard this a while back, and
now
ever
trending
since
topics
then,
has confirmed it.
Well, ever since then, a while back, I've never really been the biggest fan of avocados, but after I heard that, I was like, oh, that's a silly comparison. And then I had an avocado like shortly after, and I was like, oh, God. They're right.
Okay, so
they're so right.
Just so I'm clear here, in this comparison, you thought about it and you were not sure if that's correct, and you didn't have to remind yourself the taste. Just wait a few seconds. Of the clean penis. You remember that one, but you forgot how avocado tasted, and then
so boring.
You had an avocado. Now this is what the segment should be about. This is your hottest take ever. Avocado's boring.
You got to spice them up.
It's the sexiest, the most exciting fruit / vegetable. Which one is it that exists? Right?
Yeah. Not really.
Maybe is it okay in Odyssey Land soda weight loss program? You're only allowed one avocado a week.
Oh yeah,
how good it is
for dinner.
Because you can only, and for real, still to this day, in my little makeshift soda would not approved maintenance program, I'm either in a gluttony mode, do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Starts tomorrow, by the way, guys. Jailbreak, let's go
tomorrow.
Or I'm effectively in starvation mode, lockdown as I call it, to try and maintain, just trying to stay. Stay this level of fat and not the old level of fat. And usually in lockdown mode, I'll have one night a week where I don't eat meat, no animal proteins. And in fact, as a sort of an effective treat to myself, I'll have an avocado that night. I'll make that my one avocado of the week night because it's the most exciting vegetable. It's the best one that's out there. And so, man, saying it
now—you lead such an exciting.
Explaining it now, it seems so sad.
Yeah,
that one night a week, I just have an avocado for dinner. That's it.
Yeah,
and now you might have ruined my exciting avocado for dinner night.
It's the internet. It's trending again on TikTok. There are TikTok videos of girls eating avocado salads and avocado toast, and being like the feeling when that one person on TikTok just told you this, and now you're eating your avocado salad, and you can't think of anything else.
Eating your avocado salad should definitely be on Urban Dictionary. I don't know what for, but
eating the avocado salad. Yeah.
I did confirm with our young interns
We'll come back to that. From the same line of thought that we have for years euphemism to suck a bag of oranges.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we say?
Yeah.
I don't remember the things we say. I just say suck my avocado? can we? That's arable.
That sounds
that's
really
decent. Yeah. That's
that
fine.
Dirty,
if I
though.
Tell somebody to suck my avocado, is that too? Am I crossing the line? Hold on. They're taking us off the air right now.
Right now.
This is it.
Uh oh.
Okay. Well, it was a good run, guys. That was fun. That was great.
Next is Green Day.
Hang on. You consulted with the interns, the young people about this?
Yeah. During the break, I went out there and I was like, hey. Finished filling the blanks, and one of them knew immediately, already knew, and just kind of was like,
really?
Oh.
Really? Told you.
And the other one
Wait, which
guessed
one was it?
Brooke knew, Dead Riley course. Guessed it, and then was immediately disgusted.
Okay.
Oh.
Now,
yeah.
And yet went to immediately to Google or TikTok, so.
Yeah, it's all on TikTok. All trending. This might be inappropriate.
we've now gotten to the this might be inappropriate part.
What is the female version? What is the equivalent of the female version?
I don't think there is one.
My friend said needy flowers.
Oh,
and that's gross. But what's the female equivalent?
We don't think like that.
Yeah.
No?
It just tastes like that.
You guys are obsessed with food like me?
Let me be very delicate here.
I mean, to me, it tastes like a bag of sand.
You prefer the clean taste, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because because it goes the other way. Like, you could say clean. Some people might describe it as unseasoned. Okay.
Yeah.
I like a lot of seasoning on my food. Okay.
So you're squirting lime juice.
On exciting
salting your rim
avocado for dinner night. I definitely sprinkle salt all over that mother f. Okay. Because I like to get just a little extra tang to it. Just a little something. Okay. I want to know that I'm eating a real food thing, okay?
Something I couldn't get the pit out.
If you ever wanted to know what it's like, now you guys know.
Yeah. Good.
Anyways, 101X is taking applications for a new morning show. Get at us. 101X. It's the Morning X, still here for now. Austin tweets at the Morning X, coconut water is the female version.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Is it? Coconuts?
I feel like I've heard that before. Yeah.
What? Who's putting coconuts up there?
Or am I thinking hot dog water?
Coconut water, isn't it like super duper good for hangovers? Because I will say, at least while I'm performing that act, I stop thinking about how terrible I feel. So maybe that's the...
Oh, man. Wee-oo.
Julie Bingling says, OMG, no, I love avocados. Now they're effing ruined. Thanks, Emily.
I'm sorry. Good, it was ruined for me, so now it has to be ruined for all of you, too.
Zach from New Braunfels says, does the avocado have to be a certain amount of ripe to taste like this? What does a brown avocado taste like?
Oh.
Is it dirty?
It's squishy.
And Kung Fu Katie, that's what we need. A woman to weigh in here. Says, what type of crappy avocados are y'all eating? Avocados have actual flavor. Clean expletives taste like nothing. What the F is going on over there? Yeah, it does seem like it should taste like nothing, right? I mean, like, what it I don't have any experience, but wouldn't it just taste like a clean elbow?
Yeah. Avocados taste like nothing.
Avocados taste like nothing.
Yeah. And, well, they taste like what, you know, that's the nothing. You always have to season it because it doesn't taste like anything. This is my point. I mean, it's not just my point. It's like hundreds of thousands of people's points.
Now, next time I get a, okay, but only if you go shower first, I'm going to say, what? I'm perfectly seasoned, okay?
Ew.
What?
Ew. Ew.
Hey, we have to...
What?
It's hard to transition to anything after. You want to go to the movies this weekend? A fun, special movie experience, okay? Not going to taste like avocados after you get out of the water at Valente Beach. Jaws on the Water, one of the scariest beach movies ever made. The scariest, right? What's number two? Piranha. They're showing Jaws on the Water this weekend at Valente Beach. You float while watching the movie. It's a pretty cool thing. 512-835-1015 is the number. We have tickets to give away. You want some, highbeamevents.com or win them right now. 512-835-1015. Smarter Than Jason is coming up next. Good luck. 101X. It's the Morning X. Jason, Nick, and friends, go. I thought it was just your face. We have movie passes. Experience what MTV calls how Jaws was meant to be seen, watching a movie that terrified people out of the water while floating in the water. It's Jaws on the Water. They're doing it every Saturday, Valente Beach, through August 21st. We have tickets to give away and go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
Our contestant is, hi, Richard.
Yes.
Richard, I'm going to the hallway. Good luck to you, man.
Thank you.
All right, Richard, we've got three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those. And if you answer more than Jason, you're going to get your Jaws on the water to watch Jaws. and your topics are, which German composer wrote that? Pretty sure we have the capabilities to do that.
I have it right here.
Basketball movies better than Space Jam 2 or the new one? Things that taste like avocado. No, just kidding. It's 1 degree of bacon separation. I'm going to give you a celebrity. You tell me what movie they starred with Kevin Bacon in.
Let's do the bacon one.
All right. Like I said, super easy. I'll give you the actor. You tell me what movie they were in with Kevin Bacon.
Man,
starting,
I'm hungry.
Starting with? I'm going to just move past that one, not do some innuendo. Tom Cruise. What movie did Tom Cruise star in with Kevin Bacon?
Was it Top Gun?
Oh, close. A Few Good Men. A Few Good Men. They're all lawyers? No. Kevin Bacon was the base. Number two, Tom Hanks. What movie did Tom Hanks and Kevin Bacon star in?
I know it. Wasn't he like a criminal?
Totally know it.
I don't know.
I think you're thinking of Sleepers, which was Brad Pitt. Tom Hanks was and Kevin Bacon were in Apollo 13 together. They were both astronauts.
Mm.
And finally, Julia Roberts. Julia Roberts. What movie were she and Kevin Bacon in together?
I'm just no good at this game. Pretty Woman.
Flatliners.
The other version.
Yeah, the poor man's Pretty Woman. Hold on, though. Richard, I think it was. Bring Jason back in here. See if he can do any better. Not going to lie, Richard. Probably.
Oh, what happened, Richard?
Richard chose 1 degree of bacon separation, and he got none correct.
So 1 degree of bacon separation.
Yeah. Hmm.
Emily, would you say avocado tastes like clean Richard? It's my Friday, guys. Whatever.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Hey, when I'm not here tomorrow, guys.
Yeah.
Don't think, oh, is Jason dead again? No. Just need a couple days. Need some time.
Time away from us.
I'm telling everybody you're having plastic surgery.
Okay. All right.
On what?
Nick and Emily are doing a practice show, but it's going to be aired live.
Mm-hmm. Practice show? No, we're ready.
Who called it? Somebody called it practice. I don't
know. I think it was the boss.
It's fine.
Wait, so the avocado penis thing waited onto the real show?
That seems
practice show for sure.
That was game action. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to give you an actor. You tell me what movie they starred in with Kevin Bacon.
Okay.
It's that easy.
That's fun. I love the Kevin Bacon game. Mm-hmm. Does that game exist to your generation, Emily?
Kevin Bacon game?
Oh, Jesus.
Uh-oh.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon doesn't mean anything to you? That's all right.
Emily's generation does the John Hamm game.
Look, and you don't know about Kevin Bacon. I don't know about TikTok. Same.
We are the same but different.
Hang on. John Hamm because the...
Hamm, bacon, they're both pork products.
Ah.
Okay.
It'd probably been better if there was a TikTok pig named Bacon or something.
Right. The idea, Emily, is that every actor in the world can be connected to Kevin Bacon through 6 degrees, 6 movies. So you'd be like,
cool.
Michael J. Fox was in Back to the Future with Christopher Lloyd, who was in Piranha 3D with Elizabeth Shue, who was in...
I think the Gen Z version is trying to get through Wikipedia pages.
Elizabeth Shue was also in Back to the Future. Back to the Future 2. That didn't make any sense.
All right, Richard, based on that, I don't think you have a chance. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, wait, what did he get?
He got none.
Oh, okay, damn.
Tom Cruise. What movie was Kevin Bacon in with Tom Cruise.
But I don't get any degrees. I just got to go straight to the
it's one straight degree
to the thing. Yeah, that's difficult because I don't know. See, Kevin Bacon, when I used to play this game, it was always Wild Things. Like, I'd always get to him through Wild Things because of the ensemble cast. I just got to get to Bill Murray, then I get to...
Oh, you can do everything, yeah.
I can get to...
That's too easy.
Tom Cruise with Kevin Bacon. I don't know. Oh, you can't handle the truth. Did you order the Code Red? Hell yeah, man. You want me on that wall. You need me on that. A Few Good Men.
Yes.
Like, what's going on?
It's called a stroke.
Yeah, sorry. I was just losing it for a sec. It's
just
Friday.
Just bragging at that point.
Richard, hold on a second. I have defeated you, but we do have a prize for you. I'll go quick now.
Tom Hanks. Mm-hmm. Kevin Bacon. Mm-hmm. Same movie.
Castaway.
Oh, good guess. Apollo 13.
Ah, okay.
Apollo 13.
But I think it was edited out in the director's cut. Wilson is voiced by Kevin Bacon. So
there's actually
uncredited.
Yeah, there's a scene where Tom hallucinates and Wilson is voiced by Kevin Bacon. He's like, you got to build a boat. Number three, Julia Roberts.
No good.
Wow.
That joke didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I would not have done Julia Roberts.
This one's kind of a deep cut.
Really?
It was either Julia Roberts or Queen Latifah. The answer, Beauty Shop.
Did you just tell me the answer?
No, for Queen Latifah,
no,
yes.
No, for Queen Latifah.
Julia Roberts.
Yeah. Julia Roberts, Kevin Bacon. What, he says it's a deep cut. What does that mean? He didn't know. She's not. No, didn't.
It means I could give Emily to their, I could give Emily Google and she won't find
My Best
thing.
Friend's Wedding.
Ah, Flatliners.
Ah, I like Flatliners.
Back in the day.
You know what? I've seen that. I should have known that. Mm-hmm. They kill themselves so that they can like go into the other underrealm.
Experiences.
Yeah,
things,
but then they bring them back.
Richard said Pretty Woman.
Then once you cross over.
I thought about Pretty Woman.
Come
like,
back to punish you for
maybe
your crimes.
Maybe early Kevin Bacon was a you know a bellboy or something in that, but
yeah.
No. He was already mid Kevin Bacon by Pretty Woman days.
Yeah.
Richard, hold on. We do have a prize for you.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative Rock All Day.